The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio, or its employees, or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Welcome to Let's Just Talk, featuring Katherine Riker. Brought to you by Lawrence Allen, Global Executive Search Professional, author of The Tree of Liberty, Apteca Naturel, Backwell Syllable Backholder, Dan Perkins, Registered Investment Advisor, and author of The Brotherhood of the Red Nile series, Dr. James Butler, DDS, Gravity First Mattress, iMarketing, Magic Nutrition, Swan Montgomery, top musician, engineer, and performer with solo album Oghound. And Ultimate Air Show. Now, here's Katherine with Let's Just Talk on W4CY.
Hi, this is Katherine Riker of Let's Just Talk. You know, what Americans need to know about the rising cost of electricity this summer? What will the potential EPA power plant cost be in your state? You know, hand in hand with the arrival of summer come higher electricity prices, and it's been so hot this summer already for many, especially those on a fixed income. This can be a matter of life and death, but why are we still paying more and more for electricity, and what can Americans do to lower the cost? And I want to let all of you know I have with me today, talking about this, Hal Quinn, the president and CEO of National Mining Association. Welcome to our show.
Hi, Katherine.
How are you today?
Great, Katherine. How are you today? It's great to be with you.
Well, you know, it's amazing. I got my electricity bill, and actually, I have to tell you, it was lower than I ever expected it to be, but I can't imagine what it's going to be next month, because guess what? Here in the Midwest, it's been so hot that we're not used to this heat this time of year. How will the EPA's clean power plan impact all of us?
Well, Katherine, you must be the lucky one, because with a lower power bill this month, I think most Americans today are paying probably a dollar more per kilowatt hour than they were 2 years ago. That, and a lot of this increase is coming from regulations that EPA has been putting out over the last couple of years. So we just got finished with one set that's closed prematurely quite a bit of capacity for generating electricity over the last couple of years. And now we have another set of regulations. EPA calls their power plan, I call it their costly power plan, which will actually, from our analysis, will increase power bills on households by double digits in 40 states just over the next couple of years.
Well, you know, the thing that really bothers me is that there is out there clean coal. There's all kinds of stuff today that is actually out there. And it really, I told you that I've done stuff with the mining, with the Coal Association and different things, and it really scares me on where we're going with shutting down so many things. Why is the CPP considered risky and expensive?
Well, it's because it's taking a very diverse electricity grid that relies on, as you say, coal primarily. The grid is anchored by coal across the nation, natural gas, some renewables and nuclear, and together that's a diverse network of sources of power that right now saves the Americans about $93 billion a year. But what the CPP is going to do is it's going to make our electric grid less diverse, close more plants prematurely, there'll be less competition in the system, and as a result we're going to have higher power bills, and we may even have less power to go around, particularly during summers, during the periods of peak demand in the middle of the day.
Well, you know, I live near some of the top actual coal plants and here in Ohio,
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I am beginning to believe that they want to destroy everything so that they can charge us so much money for power and electricity that it's crazy. And how is it going to impact my state and my pocketbook?
Well, I think our assessment is that in Ohio, for instance, you'll probably see a 17% increase in your power bill. But you've already seen quite a bit in the last couple of years from the first round. So over time, cumulatively, this is going to be a pretty hefty weight on your pocketbook. They'll be picking everybody's pockets for years to come. And you're right about the clean coal technology. I mean, the power industry invested over $100 billion in new technology.
Right.
And the electricity we're producing now is 90% cleaner than it was 30 years ago.
Right. What would be safer and less expensive choice in all of this? Coal?
Well, we think what EPA is relying on is they're relying on each governor to go along with this plan in their states. And the law, the Clean Air Act, doesn't require a state to submit a plan and go along. So we think governors need to take a close look and say, is this something I want to foist upon my own citizens, on my own businesses here in my state, for instance, in Ohio?
Mm-hmm.
And we think that if they say, EPA, we're not going to participate with you, and if EPA is left on its own, actually that's less expensive and less risky than what trying to implement what EPA is asking the states to do.
Okay, let's ask a question here. Do you know what Kasich's going to do? Because he's going to run for for the president. So you think some of these governors would get it?
I know the governor is concerned. I don't know what he'll choose to do in the end. But I'm confident that he and his people are taking a close look at what's in the best interest of the citizens of Ohio.
Well, you know, that's really important. And, you know, you can really make a difference. Our audience and our listeners can make a major difference in your state by contacting your state representatives. Wouldn't that be a good idea?
Catherine, that is spot on, and they can make a difference. And I think
right.
You hit it right on the point there.
Well, you know, I'd like to have you on more often because with this whole situation in Washington and with the coal organization, you know, I have supported clean coal for a long time. I love the technology. There's a lot of things that people don't know that are going to be happening within the next few months and years. And if we don't stand behind it, then we are crazy. I mean, who wants to pay $500 or $600 a month for electricity? I mean, you might as well go out and get your own windmill to put in your backyard. Hello. or generate your own power, because I think that's almost what they're trying to do to us.
Yeah, I'll tell you, more jobs, permanent and temporary jobs, are created from constructing new coal power plants than any other source. And, you know, Catherine, every coal miner appreciates your support and the folks who work on the railroads and the barges to get that coal to the power plants.
I see coal coming in every day down on the barges of the Ohio River in Cincinnati. That's where I live. And I have to tell you that I am going to connect myself with you for all of, I'm on television as well as radio. And I think by we'd love to have you on our television show, and I'd really like to make this a big issue this year.
Well, I will join you at any time, and I would look forward to that, Catherine. And again, we appreciate you speaking out on this issue and raising public awareness, because it is a very serious issue for everyone.
Yeah, I think so too. And you know, where can listeners and viewers go to find more information or voice their concerns?
They can go to a website called countoncoal.org, O-R-G, and a lot of information about this and other things that are going to affect their lives and affect their power bills.
Right, and it's a great website, by the way. I'm just on it right now, and we're going to put this up on our website so that people will really get the message on why we need to keep the coal mines. I mean, it's crazy not to. I mean, that's why God gave it to us, right?
Well, he did give it to us, and I think we've made great use of it. Look at the strength of our country that's been built on coal and steel and other things, and we can continue doing it and doing it better if we're allowed to.
That's right, and we need to do that. And I can't thank you enough for taking the time out of your very busy day to be on our show and to educate our listeners on how important this subject is for everyone, because it hits everybody's pocketbook, everyone's.
Well,
right?
Oh, absolutely. No, it's my pleasure, and there's nothing more important for me than to be here with you, Catherine. Thank you.
Well, thank you so very much, and it's been a pleasure. And give that website out again, because I want people to go up there and really knock on it and make sure that they let their governors and their congressmen and senators know that we want coal. We don't want to get rid of it.
Well, it should be easy to remember. It's called countoncoal.org, O-R-G.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us today on Catherine Raker's Let's Just Talk.
Thank you, Catherine.
Thank you. And we'll be right back after these important messages.
Catherine will be right back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk on W4CY.
Hi, this is Catherine Raker of Let's Just Talk. You know, our new sponsor is Celestial Cruises, and they invite you to enjoy the real Greek experience sailing to some of the most popular picture postcard destinations in the Mediterranean, as well as the off-beaten-path villages and islands throughout Greece and Turkey, breathtaking gems of the region. Sailing with Celestial Cruises is truly an unforgettable and authentically rich Greek experience, and it awaits you and your family. They're intimate, small to mid-size cruise vessels visiting ports that are not accessible to other big cruise lines. They have 64 themed cruises showcasing the region's archaeology, culture, and heritage. For more information or to book your cruise, contact 877-337-4665 or go to their website at www.celestialcruises.com.
It's harvest time, and I don't know what I would do without my Bagwell. Just last night, I was preparing some fresh tomatoes to go into my freezer. Bagwell makes it easy to do a job which could be a total mess in my kitchen. But the Bagwell sealable bag holder's job doesn't end in the kitchen. I take it into the garden when I'm gathering the last of my beans, onions, and small tomatoes right off the vine. The unique fold-up feature and sturdy form allows me to sit it anywhere and drop the produce in, ready to store until use. I can't imagine my kitchen without my Bagwell sealable bag holder. And once you get yours, neither will you. Visit Bagwell.com to get one for yourself.
We're back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk with Catherine Raker on W4CY.
Hi, this is Catherine Raker of Let's Just Talk. We have on one of my favorite travel experts in the world. That's award-winning international travel expert Stephanie Oswald, who's going to provide us with lots of tips for summer travel and fun. Good morning. How are you, Stephanie?
Good morning, Catherine. I'm doing great. You know, it's a steamy time in New Orleans, so even though I love it here, I love to get out of town, and there are some great destinations all across the country with super stuff happening this summer.
And you know what? I'm going to tell you about one just before you tell me about one. How about that?
That sounds great.
I just got back from filming a movie in Oregon and also Boise, Idaho. And let me tell you that the mountains there and the national forest are so gorgeous. And I did a five-hour drive to Idaho. You have to take your kids, and you have to do it. It's awesome.
That sounds great. You know, on my bucket list is to drive across country with my kids. And a lot of people think I'm crazy, but I just think that it would be so educational for them. And I know visiting all the national parks, I mean, you know, I'm such a huge fan because the national park system is the forests, it's the military battlefields, it's the cities. There's just so much out there.
And, you know, what was really interesting is that you see so many different wonderful landscapes, and at night it's so gorgeous, especially in the small little towns, or if you're out in the forest, you can actually look up to the sky and see all the stars. It's just so awesome. I can't even tell you. It's just so much fun.
That would be great. Did you get to go to Mount St. Helens when you were out there?
Actually, I went to Mount St. Helens a few years ago because it's nowhere near Mount St. Helens because I went to the east part of, actually, Oregon, which is out near a town called Prairie or Long Creek. They're little towns out there, but the people are just so sweet, and it's so beautiful. It's not a humid heat. It's a dry heat, and right now they're having really hot weather this year. So, but no, I've been to Mount St. Helens, and it's just out of this world. You have to see it. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. It's one of those places I was surprised by. I had been there years back, and I just was so... It's one, again, those things that we have on our... I really believe people should have a domestic bucket list and an international bucket list, and it's important to cross them all off. And, for example, I have not been to Mount Rushmore yet, and that is on my list. I have two states left to check off, Oklahoma and South Dakota, and getting to Mount Rushmore would work for one of those at least. So that would be a lot of fun. Have you done that?
I've gone through South Dakota and Oklahoma, but I haven't done Mount Rushmore either because I was out there in the wintertime, and you really can't go then because you're dealing with lots of snow usually. So, but it is on my bucket list, and that's where my grandchildren live. So, and it's not very far from there, so I think I'm going to go out maybe in the fall and check it out because that's a really nice time. Have you been to Gatlinburg? Have you been to the mountains, the Smoky Mountains?
Yes, Smoky Mountains National Park. And, you know, one of the things I think, and I know you'll agree, when people are going to these huge national parks like Smoky Mountains, like Yellowstone and Yosemite, it's really important not to only do, or even the Grand Canyon. There's that movie where the Griswolds, you know, they drive up for a second, okay, been there, done that, but it's really important to do something a little bit deeper. You know, don't take, you know, maybe for your first time you got to do that scenic loop, and I'm thinking about Smoky Mountains National Park where there's the loop that everybody does. Well, yeah, you do need to do that once, but if you can also take some extra time and take a hike that takes you into an area that's not so crowded, or try horseback riding in the park, or sign up for a ranger-led activity that is a little different. I know some of the national parks, you can go to a battlefield reenactment, or you might be able to do a ranger-led wildlife excursion where you learn more about the bald eagles or the whatever animal is popular in that specific park. Just that can just make your experience so much more enriching.
Right, and you know, Mammoth Cave, which isn't very far from there as well, is one of the neatest caves that you can ever go into with the stalactites and the stalagmites. And it's just so exciting. And if you like caving, that especially in the summertime when it's really hot, it's so beautiful in those caves. It's only around 60 degrees inside. It's so much fun to do that.
I love that you brought that up. That is one of the very first places that I went for CNN for our weekend travel show, and people were shocked because they thought, why are you going to Kentucky? What? And it's such a neat, because everybody thinks Mammoth. They think there's so many different places. But, no, Mammoth Park, that I totally agree. One of the most underrated national parks in the United States, I would dare say, in my
opinion. And it's just a fun experience. If you've never gone to a stock car race, if you've never seen the Kentucky Speedway, if you've never seen, you know, Indianapolis, I mean, there's so many different, you know, there's so many different states out there that we just, you know, we only go to the popular spots, and, you know, there's so many neat little towns as you go across the United States. And if you ever pan for gold?
I actually have, because you remember I lived in Atlanta when I was working for CNN full-time. I lived in Atlanta, and north of Atlanta is Dahlonega, which, you know, I think all across the U.S. I mean, I was just in Alaska last week, and, of course, the Klondike Gold Rush is everywhere there. I was in Skagway, and I brought home for my kids flecks of gold floating in a little snow globe, and my son is so excited. He's like, Mommy, I'm rich now. I have gold. And I think that could be fun, but I would like to take them up to North Georgia and do some panning for gold, because those are the types of things, and that's one of the trends we're seeing at Travel Girl, is that people are trying to get back to the basics and do some of the things that you know, can bring families together and also remind them of the history. And, you know, it kicked off with 4th of July weekend, but it is carrying on all summer long with all these different events. And people are saying, hey, you know what, I want to get back to some of the bits of Americana that can help teach my children, but then also give us some great family bonding as well.
Well, you know, we need to talk about where to go. We talked about where to go. Now, what to pack and getting the most out of your dollar is really important, too, don't you think?
Yes, absolutely. And I'll tell you what, something we're seeing on that line is that more people are choosing to stay in extended stay hotels. Works out great for families. If you're not going to rent the beach house, then another more affordable option in many cases is to do an extended stay hotel, something like Homewood Suites by Hilton, where you're going to get a free full hot breakfast, Wi-Fi included in the rate, and then here's one, Catherine, which is my favorite perk, complimentary grocery shopping service. So
I love it.
I'm so busy. I don't want to go shopping when I'm on vacation. I want somebody to do that for me. So
yeah, I love that. I you know, that's one of the things that I really love about these extended stay hotels, right, is that they have come up with some really unusual fun things. Have you, and you know, some of these places actually have like not cocktail hours, you know, but they do for adults.
Yeah.
They have like cookouts, and some of them actually fix dinner every night that you can come in, so you have free breakfast, but you also can have dinner. I love that.
Yeah, family-style dinners, and especially for the summer. That's one of the big things we see in the summer is that a lot of places, destinations and hotels, are saying, hey, you know what, it's the summer, so every Thursday night we're going to have family barbecue in the back patio. And also, if you are a repeat guest at a specific hotel brand, make sure you let them know that when you check in, because sometimes there is a manager's reception and especially if you're on a romantic getaway, maybe you're going to be invited for cocktails on the roof of the hotel, and that can be really nice too. But yeah, taking advantage of some of these perks and knowing just that because it is summer season, there are a lot of things happening that can save you some money and also just give you an extra break on your vacation.
Right, and that's really so important, but make sure you call ahead. Don't wait on the road and decide you're going to go stay somewhere. I mean, my husband used to be like that until I, you know, got started in travel, right? And I said, we're calling ahead, you know?
Well, you know, I think, okay, to be devil's advocate here, I have to say there is something to be said about being spontaneous,
But you
have to be super, super flexible in that case. But more often than not, you're going to get ahead by going and doing your research. And even if you're, say, for example, going on a beach getaway, and, you know, we talked about a lot of West Coast, but on the East Coast, you know, Myrtle Beach is one of my favorite spots for a family getaway, 60 miles of coastline. And I've been there a few times, and I always make sure to go on the website first to find out what's happening that's free, what's happening at the live theater, if there's anything going on at the sculpture garden, because sometimes you can save a lot of money just by checking out those tourism board websites, because they've got printable coupons, and even if
right.
it's only $3 here, $5 there, that can add up if you're a family of six.
Well, you know, and it's funny because Litchfield Beach is right where you're talking about, where the sculpture garden is, south of Myrtle Beach, because I used to live in Litchfield, and Polly's Island, where they make the beautiful hammocks. Those are Alice's Grave, which is haunted, and there's so many different things that you can do in that region. That Brook Green Gardens and the Huntington Castle across the street from that. There's just, and those are free. Those don't cost
right,
you,
and people
usually.
Forget. They're just like, oh, it's just the beach. Well, it's so much more than the beach. No, you can enjoy live theater or check out that sculpture garden, which is the largest outdoor sculpture garden in North America. And, you know, we've uh-huh. done some trivia contests at Travel Girl, and people never get that right. I'm always like, you need to know about this. It's the largest outdoor sculpture garden in North America. You know, we've got some great ones down here right outside Noma in New Orleans. There's a beautiful uh-huh. sculpture garden. So I kind of got addicted because, again, like you said, free, and people can walk around, and it's great to be outdoors, and there's so much outdoor art in this country that people just that's such a we're so blessed to have that, because it's such
and
a free
so
gift.
And there's so many craft fairs, and there's so many activities all summer long. you know, when you can go to the, sometimes you can go online and see Tribal Girl, and you can also read your magazine and everything else. But, you know, there's also the chambers. If you stop in the Chamber of Commerce, you know, and you're there, and you really want to know, like, up in Newburyport, Massachusetts, where I used to live, there's so many things to do that, you know, just pick some really cool things that you like to do, you know, and your
right.
kids
well,
like
right.
to do.
For example, booty tours. We may have talked about this before, but booty tours are a great way, even if you're not, you don't have to be a gourmet chef to go on a booty tour. Everyone loves to eat, and going to a booty tour in a destination is going to give you a taste of what that place is known for, whether it's, you know, Baltimore's crab cakes or the craft beers in Myrtle Beach or in Boston or here in New Orleans. I mean, we've got such an amazing food scene. But going on a specific foodie tour can really give you a taste of a region. And, you know, or maybe it's something outdoors and active. Like, I love to go horseback riding, so it's one of my favorite things to do. And wherever I'm headed, I'm actually behind. I need to, it's on my list. I've got to get on a horse this summer. I have not been on in a while. But that always makes the vacation extra special to me if I can do something that I'm passionate about in a new destination.
And that's so important. So, you know, I think that, where can we get more information, Stephanie?
Well, sure, we've talked about so many things. If you want to check out, of course, the magazine's website is Travel Girl Inc., travelgirlinc.com, and have your listeners follow me at Travel Girl Steph. If you want to check out the extended stay hotels we talked about, it's homewoodsuites.com. If you want to find out about all the stuff we talked about with Brookwood Gardens and all the golf that's happening in a place like Myrtle Beach, visit myrtlebeach.com. That's also a great example of a tourism board website that has all kinds of deals for people. And then, again, just reminding people that wherever you're headed, and even if you're not headed anywhere, go to the tourism board website for your own hometown, and also check out the National Parks website, because NPS.gov is going to have all kinds of leads for you as well. If you're totally stumped and you don't know where to go, start with the national parks in your own hometown.
I can't thank you enough for joining us again, and I hope you're coming back next month and talking about what's happening in August and September. How about that?
Yes, that sounds great. Let's make a plan, Catherine, and we'll talk more too about the hot trends that are happening in travel.
Thank you so much, Stephanie. I really appreciate it. And
Catherine will be right back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk on W4CY.
The Brotherhood of the Written Isle, America Responds. This is the final installment of the Brotherhood Trilogy. Over the series, we have been attacked by terrorists using weapons of mass destruction, began to rebuild America from all the destruction. And in the last book, America Responds, the Pathfinders have been charged to find the Brotherhood. Just as they are ready to close in and capture the Brotherhood, the President tells them to stop and not capture, just follow. The President meets with special advisors to develop a plan of attack, not just on the Brotherhood, but terrorists worldwide. It's a risky plan, but one he hopes will work. We have to stop terrorism, or they will destroy the world as we know it. Will the President's plan work? Will the Pathfinders succeed? Will Ted and Hadar and Megan and Omid turn into real couples and have a life together? Will Frank and Karen return to Sanibel? All this and more in the final book of the Brotherhood Trilogy. Go to www.danperkins@sanibel.com to order.
Dan Perkins' new book, also available at Amazon.com.
Hi, this is Catherine Raker. You know it's hard to find a good dentist and great dental care in order to have a great smile. People compliment me all the time for my beautiful smile, and I owe it to Dr. James E. Butler, my dentist and dental expert on our shows. Dr. Butler is the founder of Innovative Dental Implants and has helped thousands of patients get their smile back. Dr. James Butler is a certified instructor for many implant placement and has taught other general dentists the art and science of successful implant surgery since 2006. At IDI, they have a ceramic dental layup right in their facility to ensure the highest quality craftsmanship and artistry that dentistry has to offer. IDI works with you to give you just what you've always wanted, a beautiful, confident smile, and the ability to eat all the foods you've been missing. Give them a call today for a free, no-obligation, new patient experience. Call 614-529-0062. That's 614-529-0062 or visit IDISmile.com.
We're back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk with Catherine Raker on W4CY.
Hi, this is Catherine Raker of Let's Just Talk. You know, cholesterol has been such a big deal for everyone, and, you know, there are free cholesterol screenings that are going to be offered across America this year. And there's a proposed lift of cholesterol restrictions in the U.S. dietary guidelines, which raises important questions about healthy daily limits for people at risk. Today's guest is Dr. Rovina Brock, and she's here to talk about Make Your Move Across America and Get Your Cholesterol Awareness. It's a cholesterol awareness campaign and the importance of knowing your numbers. And this is really important for every American, I think, especially people that have high blood pressure and heart disease. It really makes a difference. Welcome to our show today, Dr. Rovina. How are you today?
Yes, Dr. Rowe is good. I'm great, Catherine. So let's just talk.
Okay, let's do it. Tell me why you're here today about the Make Your Move Across America campaign, and why is it so important?
Well, I want to tell you about the tremendous opportunity that we have to inform and to help, you know, people prepare or protect themselves against heart disease and stroke by knowing their cholesterol numbers with the Make Your Move Across America campaign, which is going, by the way, to 21 cities nationwide. One of our big events is going to take place at the Ohio State Fair August 1st and 2nd. So it's important, though, because 74 million Americans, Catherine, are walking around with high cholesterol, and many of whom don't even know it. The only way for you to know that you have high cholesterol levels is through a blood test. And so the fact that the Make Your Move Across America campaign is offering free screenings, free cholesterol screenings to adults 18 years and older is a huge, huge gift. I mean, because having a high cholesterol level really means that there are no signs, there are no clinical signs and symptoms, and of course, elevated cholesterol levels put you at risk for heart disease and stroke, as you so eloquently put it. So one of the ways to get ahead of this, though, is first to get the blood test so that you know your numbers and you can see where you stand. In terms of managing it with diet and lifestyle, it is very important that you reduce your saturated and trans fat content of the diet, that you reduce your added sugar, that you increase fiber. That's where you want to include copious amounts of colorful vegetables and fruit, because they're not only rich in antioxidants and phytochemicals and nutrients to protect you from heart disease and other chronic diseases, but they also contain lots of fiber. And so the fiber is the thing that's going to lower your serum cholesterol levels, particularly when you include foods like apples, because they contain a substance called pectin, which is a soluble fiber that actually lowers cholesterol. It's found in the skins of apples. Include things like oats, because oats contain that soluble fiber, and so do beans. So not only as a side dish or as a carb, people think of beans as a carb source, but it's a protein source, and this is a great way to get your protein in. And the other thing is to cut your calories. You want to keep your calories lower in order to either maintain your weight or lose weight, because, of course, being overweight or obese is a huge risk factor for heart disease and for high cholesterol. So coming out to the Make Your Move America Across America campaign is a really huge move. It could be a first step for you to find where you are to come on out and get your free cholesterol screening.
You know, I do this every year, so I'm just used to doing a cholesterol screening, and my husband is too.
Good
but
for
there
you.
Are a lot of my doctor's really very on top of this. And
well, I'm glad that you're on top of it because you're the one who, decides to get it. Because by age 20, Catherine, first of all, you should be getting a test like every 5 years.
Right. Well, we do it every year.
Glad for you. Happy for you.
Well, and I think that, you know, most adults that are over the age of 55, at least I hope this, or seniors, are doing this because it's a very important test. I just happen to have a great doc that believes in cholesterol screening.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband, because he's got high blood pressure, has to know what it is, at least, you know, and has really changed the way he's lived. But, you know, it's important to have those low cholesterol meals and snacks. And you say, apparently, at your move across America events, you're going to have those. Can you give me an idea of what those snacks would be?
So healthy snacks for low cholesterol. So first of all, you want to, so fruit, absolutely. We talked about colorful vegetables and fruit. Fresh fruit, it makes a great snack. The other thing is low-fat dairy. So if we're talking about low-fat Greek yogurt, you could even top it with some fruit. So those are the kinds of things. And, of course, vegetables. So if we're talking about broccoli or cauliflower florets, baby carrots, hummus, this is another thing. Those things that are considered to be not only low in cholesterol, but essentially low in saturated fat and trans fats, what you want to stay away from are, if you consider cookies, baked goods, and those kinds of options of healthy snack, you want to stay away from that because that's not so good. Because that's where you're going to find the majority of trans fat, hydrogenated fats, which are trans fats, you know, in the food. So you want... stick with fresh food, minimally or unprocessed food. Those are the options that you want more of in your diet over processed foods because that's where you're going to find your trans and saturated fats and added sugar.
Let's talk about almond milk and almonds, which are great sources of because I'm allergic to I'm lactose intolerant, so I've been drinking wonderful 40-calorie almond milk, having, you know, almonds, not salted, but the rest of the, you know.
Yeah, raw almonds.
Yes.
Which are also, by the way, high in fiber.
That's great, and you should have them. I do that every day. I do wonderful shakes that are used with almond milk or fruits. And vegetables. So I think if you learn some of these new tricks to changing the way you've eaten over years, and we have a wonderful Chef You and I show that has nutritious, healthy foods and learning how to eat healthy foods, I think that really has a lot to do with it because you can have the test and then have the test and have the doctor say to you or the person that wherever
the healthcare professional
is, right?
Yeah.
And you go home and you change everything they did for you. So you have to start daily to do this, to incorporate those wonderful things that you talked about. And, you know, salads are really an easy way to incorporate that apple, to incorporate fresh fruit like blueberries and fresh blueberries into your everyday. And that's what I've done with my
Absolutely. When I talked about having more oatmeal, putting oats in your diet, so one of the ways to incorporate the fruit and to get the health benefits of the nutrients and phytochemicals and antioxidants therein is to say top your oatmeal with blueberries and sliced banana. Do a sprinkle of cinnamon, which will help to boost your metabolism. The blueberries are anti-inflammatory, so inflammation in the form of heart disease, they protect you against that, and they are fat burning, so they also help you to burn fat. So blueberries, you do a sliced banana, you do a little sprinkle of cinnamon, and you might even want to top off that with ground flaxseed. So, and it's got the fatty acids, the kind of monounsaturated fatty acids that you want in your diet as well, that you want to you want to include in your diet as well to protect you against the same heart disease and high cholesterol issues that we've been talking about. So, yeah, it is easy, and you don't really have to put a lot, you know, into this. We're talking about small steps that you can incorporate into your life on a daily basis, and I mean into the life that you have right now with whatever your busy schedule is, whether you're a mom, an executive, a student, wherever you stand. But the first step is to find out where you stand in terms of getting your levels. And the Make Your Move Across America campaign is a great opportunity to do that with the free cholesterol screenings that we're offering.
And we can't thank you enough for joining us today. And where can people get more information?
Please visit MakeYourMoveAcrossAmerica.com. And if you want more nutrition tips, visit me at EverythingRO.com. That's EverythingRO.com.
Thank you so much for joining us today on Catherine Raker's Let's Just Talk.
Catherine, we'll be right back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk on W4CY.
iMarketing.com provides easily editable websites to small business owners. And if they don't want to make the changes to the site themselves, they can simply email their changes to iMarketing.com, and they'll take care of it at no additional cost. Websites cost only $795, and hosting, which includes all maintenance of the website, is only $39.95 a month. iMarketing.com is also a Google-certified partner, which means you'll get your website listed on over 1,000 search engines across the Internet very quickly. iMarketing.com works with Google daily to create campaigns and optimize them. Let iMarketing.com help you get your share of the web by calling 513-942-7869, or you can email iMarketing.com at sales@i-mktg.com today.
We're back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk with Catherine Raker on W4CY.
Catherine Raker of Let's Just Talk. We have with us today author Tennille Edwards, and she's going to share some green tips. As the school year comes to a close, help kids continue to learn. Just because kids aren't in a classroom, it doesn't mean the learning needs to come to an end. Jordan and Justine's Weekend Adventures, Plants Parts 1 and 2, by New York author Tennille Edwards, is an exciting educational journey in exploring plant growth, the history of peanuts, healthy eating habits, and photosynthesis and family relationships. Kids love the satisfaction they get when they're able to see the cycle of life that they started, and gardening and planting gives children the chance to learn a very important life skill that is often not taught in school, and it expands their relationship with the environment. I want to welcome you to our show today, Tennille. I love this idea. This is so wonderful.
Thank you so much. I mean, I think, you know, it's definitely a project of passion, this series. I'm very passionate about environmentalism, and I think that kids is, you know, it's such a great opportunity to help them have an impact on the environment, start young, thinking about going green, and actually doing small projects like planting projects really helps the kids build confidence. So
when I used to live in England with my kids, and they were small then, right? We actually lived on a working farm that was a historical house, and they loved to plant things, and we had a gardener, but we learned how to do it, including learning how to plant potatoes and lots of greens for salads. So what are some tips to get kids interested in going green and gardening?
Okay, a couple of things. I think getting the kids out into the garden is such an important thing, and it's whether if you have a garden or even if you live in an apartment setting, you can still do planting. It's accessible. If you're in an apartment setting, really I recommend trying to repurpose or reuse, you know, a plastic container or a glass container and, you know, get the soil, get the seeds. You probably wouldn't be able to grow any sort of, you know, vegetable or fruit, but you can definitely have flowers or just, you know, regular different types of plants and get that.
Or even basil. Even basil or any of the herbs.
That's right. That's right. Yes, you can definitely have an herb garden, indoor, outdoor.
Right.
Yes.
Well, see, I have a cooking show, a healthy cooking show. I would like to invite you to it. And with your book, and, you know, we do everything from healthy salads to, you know, using freshly grown basil and all the different wonderful herbs that are out there. And kids love to see this happen, right?
Yes, they absolutely do. I mean, the series, I actually wrote the series inspired by my nephew. A few years ago, he was in a, you know, participated in a community garden where he grew radishes. And there was nothing more than pride about Jordan's radishes, you know. Oh, can we cook my radishes tonight? Can I get involved? Can I help cut them up? Can I do this? So they get so inspired by what they can create with their hands. It's just, it's amazing to see, and it's really fun. It actually makes it fun for the adults, too.
You know, and it's fun to teach them environmental projects, you know, because I even used to have a TV show for kids where we did things with environmental things and we recycled them. What are the environmental themes that Jordan and Justine's Weekend Adventure Series covers?
Okay, so they cover not only going green for the environment, but also growing green with our bodies. It teaches kids to eat foods that have vitamins. The kids in the planting book, they plant pumpkin seeds and they learn about why it's important to eat pumpkins, what kind of vitamins that, you know, they have and why we should eat foods with vitamins. It also talks about photosynthesis. My book, Jordan and Justine's Weekend Adventures Go, Go Green, specifically for going green, teaches kids things like why they should wear sunblock to block UV rays. Talks about solar panels. Now, that may not be accessible at home, but what we, you know, what I can say is when if you do want to teach kids concepts about solar panels and things of that nature, of course, now a lot more museums and things have displays on it, but you can also do something at home. You can get a solar charger just for all your small devices. They sell them now at most, you know, Walmarts and Targets and things like that, and you can get it to charge anything that needs a USB, including your cell phones, including the iPads, which a lot of kids use now to play games and learn. And that's a concept where they can understand that you're actually tangibly saving electricity, not plugging in, and you can put that charger in the sun, load it up, and charge, and do that over the summer as something that they can continuously do to save on energy. You can also get kids, what we do in the books are teach the kids concepts. So in the Jordan and Justine's Weekend Adventures Go Go Green book, they have the kids, you know, we have the kids making a poster for their community on going green. And it talks about things like, you know, turning off the water when you're brushing your teeth and you're not using it, turning off the water when you're washing your hands and soaping up, using, you know, electricity-saving light bulbs, things like that. So small things you can also get kids involved with in terms of just changing some of the small habits that they have.
Right. You could also teach them recycling vegetables and things that you're doing and how they make wonderful mulch and stuff like that. Or, you know, the nice thing about, you know, working on the cooking show is that I teach kids that they can use the peelings to make wonderful broths for soups and stuff like that, where they would normally just throw them away. Well, you know, chefs tend to do things that make things taste really wonderful. And so we started teaching my 4.5-year-old granddaughter how to cook on our cooking show.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so, I mean, if you get them young, they will do it. Or to make, and I make grease, I teach kids how to make grease and all kinds of different things that are recyclable. So it could be a plastic bag. Oh, yeah, I have all these tips, girl. So I used to be a teacher, and so this is exciting for me to hear that you're doing this wonderful book. I hope you're going to send me a copy of it. And we love to invite you to be on our show, our television show. And where are the books available, my dear?
Okay, so the books are available on Amazon and at Barnes & Noble. They're also available, that's in print. They're available everywhere e-books are sold, including iBooks. They're available on Kindle, Nook, Kobo, and then in terms of teachers, they are available for purchase through Follett, through Ingram, as well as Overdrive and Baker & Taylor 360. So pretty much anywhere that you normally order books, you can get.
Where can we find this series on social media?
Okay. The website is jordangogreen.com, and, you know, when you go to the site, you'll also be able to download. We have a green tip deck that we created for Earth Day this year. We try to say every day is Earth Day, so please, you know, make today Earth Day and go download that. You can also find us on Twitter at Jordan Go Green and the number one, Jordan Go Green 1. And that's the Twitter handle. And we do tweet out green tips. We try to tweet that out over the summer and then also updates on the series.
Well, don't forget to go check out letsjusttalkradio.com and also thechefyouandi.com because actually that's where we are. But where can we go for more info? Do you have a website?
So the JordanGoGreen.com website is more info on the series. My site would be Tanille, TANILLE.com. So www.tanille.com for me.
Thank you so much for joining us today on Catherine Raker's Let's Just Talk.
You've been listening to Let's Just Talk with Catherine Raker. Sponsored by Bagwell, Celestial Cruise Lines, Dan Perkins, IDI Smile Artists, iMarketing, Kelsey Lee Teen Expert, Mandel Brown Surgery Center, Songs and Stories for Soldiers, The Meadows Event Center, and Ultimate Air Show on W4CY.